Lesson 48. Exodus chapter 17, verse 8, through chapter 19, verse 25. Introduction. The Israelites miraculously prevail in battle against the Amalekites. While Moses encamped near Mount Sinai, Jethro counseled him to delegate some of his responsibilities to others. The Lord promised to make Israel a holy nation, and Moses prepared the people to make a covenant with God. Suggestions for teaching. Exodus chapter 17, verses 8 through 16. Aaron and Hur uphold Moses' hands so Israel can prevail against its enemies. Invite a student to come to the front of class. Place a Bible in each of the student's hands. Ask the student to extend each arm out to the side with the elbows locked, the palms of the hands turned upward, and the Bible at eye level. Tell the student, if he or she can hold the Bibles in that position for as long as possible, it will be helpful to the rest of the class. Ask students to think about this activity as they read about an experience Moses had while the children of Israel were in the wilderness. After Israel made camp in Rephidim, and the Lord caused water to come out of a rock, a man named Amalek brought his people to war against Israel. Invite a student to read Exodus chapter 17, verses 8 through 11 aloud. Ask the class to look for what Moses had to do to ensure the Israelites would win the battle. What happened when Moses held up his hands? What happened when Moses let down his hands? How might this scenario present a challenge to Moses? Invite a student to read Exodus chapter 17, verses 12 and 13 aloud. Ask the class to look for what Aaron and Hur did to make sure Moses' hands stayed up. Invite them to report what they find. Ask the student holding the Bibles if he or she would like help holding them up. Invite two other students to hold up the first student's arms. Ask the first student, how long would you be able to hold the Bibles up if someone else supported your arms? Ask the class, because Aaron and Hur supported the arms of the prophet, what was the outcome of the battle? Explain that this account can represent what the Lord requires us to do in order to prevail in or win our conflict against Satan. Based on the actions of Aaron and Hur, what must we do to prevail in our conflict against Satan? After students have responded, write the following principle on the board. As we sustain the Lord's prophet and follow his words, we will eventually prevail in our conflict against Satan. What are some ways we can sustain the prophet? Answers may include praying for him, reading his messages, and following his direction. How has sustaining the prophet helped you prevail in the conflict against Satan? Invite the three students to return to their seats. Summarize Exodus chapter 17, verses 15 and 16, by explaining that Moses built an altar in the place where Israel defeated the Amalekites as a memorial for what God had done for them. Exodus chapter 18, verses 1 through 27. Jethro counsels Moses to delegate some responsibilities to others. Summarize Exodus chapter 18, verses 1 through 12, by explaining that after the Israelites established a camp near Mount Sinai, Moses' father-in-law Jethro brought Moses' wife and his two sons to him. Remind students that Moses had received the Melchizedek priesthood from Jethro, who was a righteous priesthood leader and a noble prince and priest of Midian. Invite several students to take turns reading aloud from Exodus chapter 18, verses 13 through 18. Ask the class to follow along and look for what concerned Jethro. What concerned Jethro? Why was it a problem for Moses to attempt to judge every matter the people brought before him? Invite a student to read Exodus chapter 18, verses 19 through 22 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for Jethro's solution to Moses' problem. What was Jethro's solution? How would it help ease Moses' burdens? How does refusing to delegate hurt a leader? How does it hurt the people he or she is called to lead? Ask students what we could do to better support our church leaders and reduce their burdens. Encourage them to incorporate one of these suggestions into their lives. Summarize Exodus chapter 18, verses 23 through 27 by explaining that Moses followed Jethro's inspired counsel and called able men to help him. Exodus chapter 19. The Lord prepares the Israelites to make a covenant with him. Provide each student with a copy of the handout shown at the end of this lesson. Moses's and Israel's experiences with Jehovah at Mount Sinai. A completed version of the handout is located in the appendix of this manual. Explain that students will add details to their diagrams during several lessons as they study Exodus chapters 19 through 34. To give context for this lesson, refer to line 1 on the handout and remind students that Moses had previously been on Mount Sinai when the Lord appeared to him at the burning bush and called him to deliver Israel. Summarize Exodus chapter 19 verses 1 and 2 by explaining that Moses brought the children of Israel to Mount Sinai as the Lord had instructed when he first called Moses. For Moses and the children of Israel, Mount Sinai was like a temple. Today we go to temples to make covenants that help us become more like our Heavenly Father and prepare us to return to His presence. The Lord brought the children of Israel to Mount Sinai for the same purpose. To prepare the people to enter into a covenant with the Lord, Moses went up Mount Sinai multiple times. There the Lord revealed to him the terms of the covenant, including commandments, laws, and ordinances. On the board, write the words if and then. Leave space between the words so you can write a principle later. Explain that in the covenant God presented to Israel, the word if signifies Israel's responsibility, and the word then signifies what God promised in return. Invite a student to read Exodus chapter 19 verses 3 through 6 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for Israel's responsibility in the covenant and God's promise in return. Note, Exodus chapter 19 verses 5 through 6 is a scripture mastery passage. Studying scripture mastery passages will help students increase their understanding of basic doctrines and be prepared to teach them to others. You may want to suggest that students mark scripture mastery passages in a distinctive way so they will be able to locate them easily. Refer to the teaching idea at the end of the lesson to help students with their mastery of this passage. What was Israel's responsibility in the covenant? You may want to explain that keeping God's covenant means living according to all the covenants we make with God. On line 2 on the handout, invite students to write, God invites Israel to be His covenant people. What did God promise if the Israelites would obey His voice and keep His covenant? What do you think it means for the children of Israel to be the Lord's peculiar treasure, as stated in verse 5? You may want to explain that the Hebrew word for peculiar is segula, which means special possession or property. Using the words if and then, how would you summarize the covenant in verses 5 and 6 as a principle that applies to us? After students respond, write the following principle on the board. If we obey the Lord's voice and keep our covenants with Him, then we are His treasured possession and His holy people. Why do you think obeying the Lord's voice and keeping our covenants with Him makes us a treasured possession to the Lord? When have you felt that the Lord treasured you because you obeyed His voice and chose to live according to the covenants you have made with Him? Testify that the Lord treasures those who are willing to be different from the world by obeying His voice and keeping their covenants with Him. Invite students to read Exodus chapter 19 verses 7 and 8 silently, looking for how the people responded when Moses told them how they could become the Lord's peculiar treasure. Ask students to report what they find. On line 3 on the handout, invite students to write, Moses reports Israel's desire to enter God's covenant. Point out in verse 8 that Moses again ascended Mount Sinai. Invite a student to read Exodus chapter 19 verses 9 through 11 aloud. Ask the class to look for what the Lord said He would do after the people expressed their willingness to enter a covenant with Him. After the people expressed their willingness to enter a covenant with Him, what did the Lord say He would do? Help students understand that these verses do not indicate that the people would see the Lord on the third day, but that they would see a thick cloud symbolizing His presence and would hear His voice speaking from the cloud. According to verse 10, what did the people need to do to prepare for this experience? What could washing their clothes symbolize? This could represent repentance or spiritual cleansing. Summarize Exodus chapter 19, verses 12 through 15 by explaining that Moses obeyed the Lord's commands and worked to sanctify the people. According to the Lord's directions, Moses also set a boundary around the mountain so the people would not ascend it. Invite a student to read Exodus chapter 19, verses 16 through 19 aloud. Ask the class to follow along and look for what happened on Mount Sinai on the third day and how the people responded. What happened on Mount Sinai on the third day? How did the people respond to these events? How do you think you might have felt if you had been at the base of Mount Sinai when this occurred? Invite students to draw a cloud and lightning at the top of Mount Sinai on their handouts. Ask a student to read Exodus chapter 19, verses 20 and 21, and verse 25 aloud. Invite the class to follow along and look for what the Lord commanded Moses to do. What did the Lord command Moses to do? Ascend the mountain to speak to the Lord. Then return to the people and ensure that none of them cross the barrier to ascend the mountain. On line 4 on the handout, invite students to write, God warns that the people are not yet prepared to enter His presence. What do you think may have prevented the people from being ready to ascend the mountain and enter God's presence at that time? Explain that to be prepared to return to God's presence, we must enter into His covenant and obey His commandments. Invite students to watch for the illustration of this principle as they continue to learn about Israel's experiences at Mount Sinai in the coming lessons. To conclude, you may want to testify of the truths you have discussed today. Scripture Mastery, Exodus chapter 19, verses 5 through 6. Invite students to carry a copy of Exodus chapter 19, verses 5 and 6 with them throughout the day. Ask them to review it several times, and then decide what they will do to show the Lord that they are His peculiar treasure. Invite them to act on their decision. Please refer to the chart at the end of Lesson 48, Moses and Israel's Experiences with Jehovah at Mount Sinai. You will be referring to this diagram in lessons to come.